Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show here with me, Janice Malone, and we're just waiting for our featured guest to give us a call. He is the one and only Rod Man. Very funny guy. He is the winner, was the winner of last year's Last Comic Standing from NBC. Season finale is tonight, and I take it that Rod Man is going to want to know everything that we want to ask him about. What is it like to be, you know, in the winner's seat this past year, as well as, you know, when you get to this point and you're one of the finalists, and this is the night of the crowning achievement, you know, what's going through your head? You know, what is that all about? Now, obviously you're nervous, but it just kind of helps to find out. You know, of course, you can't tell us exactly what's going on in the head and in the mind of every one of the contestants, but he can relate from personal experience of what it is all about to be sitting in those and standing in those shoes of being one of the finalists. I know it's nerve-wracking. It's kind of happy. I'm sure it's very happy because you know that you have, you know, blood, sweat, and tears and laughs to make it to where you are now. But again, the season finale of NBC's Last Comic Standing is tonight, 10 to 11 Eastern Time. Emmy Award nominated series. It returns with judges Norm MacDonald alongside Roseanne Barr and Keenan Ivory Wayans. As I said, Rod Man won last year, and a lot has happened to him that is all good. And we're going to, hopefully, if he calls in, get more into that. He has, you know, first of all, it's a cash prize, a prize package. It's an incredible prize package worth $250,000, including a development deal to have your own television show. So, speaking further of the television show, I do understand that it is in the making for Rod Man to be a part of a sitcom starring Wanda Sykes, who is one of the executive producers of Last Comic Standing. So that kind of works out real well, doesn't it? And we want to talk to him more about that. Hopefully he will give us a call here. We've got about, man, we lost 3 minutes here. He should have been calling us at exactly top of the hour. Something may have happened and we may have to reschedule. Not much to reschedule because tonight, as I said, is the grand finale of Last Comic Standing. But maybe if he doesn't call in, what we can do is reschedule to have him come back on the show to talk about some of the other projects that he's involved in. And there are many of them. He was busy before he won Last Comic Standing. And so now he's even more busier now that he is the official winner of Last Comic Standing. Anyway, we're going to just wait around here to see what happens. If you've never seen Last Comic Standing, where have you been, man? You need to get on it. It's a funny, good show. Start off with 100 top comedians, stand-up comedians. Only 40 spots out of the 100, only 40 are available so that you can keep advancing on to the quarterfinals and the semifinals and then the top 10 of where you they are, should say, be paired with these high-stakes single elimination rounds. And those that can be so cheerful and painful. But a lot of those people, you get to know them through their comedy, and you bond with them. You see them each week making you laugh, and then when they get eliminated, you get all sad. But that's not to say that you can't still communicate with them on their social media pages. A lot of these contestants, whether they're comics or singers or dancers or whatever, that compete on these talent shows, these television talent shows, when they get eliminated, it means so much to them. If you would just please continue to reach out to them and say, hey, I'm still your fan, even though you got eliminated, they love that. That is showing that you're a true fan and you're not just a fan as long as you're on TV. And so if you're able to do that as we watch these different shows, next season of The Voice is coming up. Yeah, it's going to come up. We'll start having the contestants on in probably another 3 weeks or so, 3 or 4 weeks. And again, you know, just stay in touch with some of your favorite singers and talented people even after they're eliminated from the show. They will love you for that. It seems that Rodman is not going to call us. So we'll have to sign this off. We only have about 4 more minutes left in this segment, so obviously he won't be joining us. And that's okay. One of our earlier shows, if you'd like to listen to some of the archives, we had some of the contestants from America's Got Talent. Yes, we did. We had 3 of them. We had Oz Perlman, the mentalist. We had Derek Hughes, a very talented, very funny magician. And we also, to further speak of the funny, we had Drew Lynch on. All 3 of them are very unique in their own respective talents. And we just only wish them the best. Next week, that show, America's Got Talent, will be coming, season 10 will be coming to a conclusion, coming to an end for this season, finding out who's going to win America's Got Talent, who's going to win that $1 million prize, who's going to, not only will they win $1 million prize, but they'll get to be a headliner in Las Vegas. And, of course, you know that's always a good thing. But join us from the archives, and you can listen to those interviews because we had a lot of fun talking to them. That he didn't get to talk to Rodman because I don't think he's going to be joining us. But we'll hang around for a couple more minutes just to make sure that he is going to call in or not. If he doesn't, then it's okay because, like I said, we can always have him back on to talk about some of his really cool projects that he's involved with, and he's involved with a lot of them. When you win these big shows like that, just get prepared for your life to get really, really busy. You know what? I just got an email. Rod's going to be calling us in about 2 more minutes. He's going to be calling us in 2 more minutes. Okay, never mind. So, okay, let's talk about this. Now, that's a load off the mind there, that we know that he's going to be calling us and we're going to get to talk to him. Okay, let's talk about this. Auditions. We know about, we get a lot of auditions to this show. Yeah, we do. We got people who send us auditions, and they want to, they want us to put the word out. So let's do that really fast. We have couple more minutes here. Ladies who live in the Los Angeles and surrounding areas, if you are a lady and you are between the ages of 30 to 65, here's an opportunity for you to try out for a television commercial for a skincare product. Yes, yes, yes. If you like skincare products, they're looking for ladies between the ages of 30 and 65 who can demonstrate this product, the skincare product on your face, and you'll get paid, you know, if you are selected to be a part, to be in this commercial. And I'll give you more details shortly because now we have to talk with the Rodman. Good morning, good afternoon, and all that kind of stuff. Rodman, how are you, sir?
I'm good, ma'am. How you doing this morning? I'm excellent.
Is this Miss Janice? Is this Miss Janice?
It is I, Mr. Rodman.
Okay.
It's been a year since we talked to you. You remember that?
I know. We came in. I was in New York. Yeah, I came to the. I was in New York, and you was in D.C. I want to say that area.
Yep, that's where I was.
Okay.
Hey, so much greatness has happened to you. Tonight is the big grand poobah of Last Comic Standing. you've been in those shoes. The big poobah.
It's a good opportunity for I always say the top five. You made it this far, you already a winner. So you've been in America's living room. They know you're funny. So all you got to do is go out there and do your thing. So it's a good opportunity.
So, when you were in those shoes, what did you do on the big finale night? I mean, not night, but that day, that morning. What did you do?
Oh, that's a lot. I mean, every day on that show is these people. It's a work day. You got to do stuff and still focus on your comedy. So, I mean, if the day is going over, stuff you gotta do for the show that night and stay focused on your comedy. So you shooting stuff all day. So it's a grueling day. I'll say that it's a grueling day.
But it's still work.
Yeah, it's still work because it's a television show. So and as comedians, we used to just have the microphone and the stage and go do your comedy. But you gotta do other stuff. So it definitely gets you in. Into you understand how a show goes. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, to further speak of shows, now tell me about. I understand that there is a sitcom being worked on featuring you and Wanda Sykes and all of that. Give me the update on that.
Something like that going on. So that was part of. That's the beautiful thing about it. When the show, you get a development. Deal, and I think I'm the second person NBC has, wanted to develop a show with after winning. So, we're working on that, and hopefully we can come into your living room and it be a success. So that's the goal. So we're trying to get that good funny in there, Janice. We're trying to get that good funny in there.
Okay, mom. We need it, man. We need something to laugh at.
Yeah,
in America.
We need to laugh. So yeah, that's gonna be important.
Well, okay. The as the winner, as people should know, prize package combined worth about $250,000 and some change. After you won everything, did you have long lost friends and relatives, hitting you up for loans? Did that happen to you too, or what?
No, I didn't. Yeah, because you don't get that money like that. People, I told them to take some of them light bulbs out that money because people get confused. Yeah, people get confused. Like you don't get that like that. So no, I didn't. I was gracious with the people who have supported me along the way, and took care of those. I bought my mama a new used car, so I did that.
Oh. A new used car.
A new used car. Yeah, you know about a new used car. Yeah, it's new.
To you.
You got one. You got to have one. So, it was just, just taking care of those people who've been there. And other than that, I've been working. So it's still a lot of work to be done. So you can't rest on just winning that show. You got to keep working.
And so, after you're the winner, you go home that night. I mean, did you celebrate really hard, or did you just say, "Oh man, I'm tired. I need to sleep"? Or what happened with you on the night afterwards?
Oh no, the night of the show, I watched the finale in New York in a hotel room by myself. So I had to get the phone calls and the well wishes and hear people cheering in the background for me. So it's been like, people have adopted me. Like I'm people's cousin and and sons, and I mean, I got grandmama and them loving the little kids, so it's a lot of love. It's been a lot of Rodman love, so I just try to embrace it all, because I can tell, you know, people, I was rooting for you and I voted for you, so it's been a personal thing. So I feel we all family, and I'm just a part of the family that's doing all right now, so everybody proud of me.
Okay, you're doing all right. Yeah, you're going to probably have people frying you some chicken and pound cake, potato pie, all that, because you're part of the family.
It goes down. I have to make sure I stay, you know, focused, because, everybody want to cook me something right now. Everybody want to cook me something. Yeah, and I'm a Southern boy, so I understand. I understand grease on the stove. I understand what's going on.
Yes, everybody got that coffee can or mason jar of grease.
Yeah, full of grease, bacon, all kind of ingredients in that grease right there. Use grease.
Well, Rod, you're from Villa Rica, Georgia. Okay, where is
Villa
that?
Rica,
is
Villa Rica.
Villa Rica.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Little Rica, the city of gold. That's outside Atlanta, like about 30-40 miles outside, 20 west. So you go to Six Flags, keep riding down that way. Yeah, don't go all the way to Alabama, but almost to Alabama. So it's right down there. So good people. Yeah, two ways in.
Two ways in, one way out. Okay.
Yeah. So you got to do your thing.
After winning the show, did they like give you the key to the city or give you like free ice cream for a whole year at the ice creamery there or what?
The part time mayor who I didn't know they had a part time mayor, but yeah, the part time mayor called me. And he don't work all year round, but he congratulated me and sent me a package of We Are VR. That's like the slogan of the town, We Are VR. So I got to get my T-shirt for that, and they wanted to do something else at the football game, but we ain't set that up yet. So. So it's been, this is new to everybody. It's new to everybody, so.
Everybody's
pictures
everywhere.
I don't know about that now, Janice. They ain't got my picture everywhere. I was I was on the cover of the town paper, the Villa Rica News and Views. So everybody got that copy. So now everybody in the town, he's like, oh, man, they put it out there like you rich. And I said, no, it's not rich. It's like, well, you look rich on this cover. So, yeah, it's kind of like that. But it's cool. And everybody auditions now. Everybody, when I go home, everybody's auditioning. You know, I got singers, book writers. I got all kind of talent I'm learning about. Makeup artists, it's all kind of stuff going on. Everybody got talent now.
Are they coming stopping by the house or their relatives when you come for a visit?
Yeah, I've inspired people to do comedy. It's all it's like everything.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So it's everybody got talent now. Yeah, it's dance off challenges, all kind of stuff going on.
How do you handle it with you know, when it's friends, relatives, and they trying to have talent and they just don't have it. I mean, how do you break it?
I had to be honest. That's not true. Yeah, I'm honest with my children. Let's find something else to do on Saturday. We ain't got to keep doing this every Saturday if it ain't working out. So, you got to be honest with them.
Oh my God, I'm so glad that you. Don't lead them on like that.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, if it ain't going well, let's find something else. That's not your calling.
Yeah, that's it. I'm glad that you're doing it that way, but this is a new one. I'm still thinking about the part-time mayor. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, the part-time mayor. Yeah, so that's it. I said I might run for mayor if you ain't got to do it but half the year, and I can tour the rest of the year.
That's it.
There you go.
You should do it. I mean, look at all these other people that the wrestlers have been now mayors and governors and things.
Yeah,
Jesse Ventura,
yeah,
Sonny Bono.
Yeah. Donald Trump, look at him. He leading in somebody poll. I don't know how that's going down, but.
Yeah, well, he was at the tennis match yesterday, so he still got a heart there. So. But anyway, I think we just, we lost our Rod Man. Rod Man, thank you so much for joining us. We only get 10 minutes with these nice people, but, you know, he is the winner, last year's winner, last Comic Standing, and he is doing a very good job with representing the comedy, funny people of the world for NBC. Okay, that is the conclusion of this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I want to thank you guys, as always, for listening. You can tune in tonight, September 9th here. It's live. The winner of Last Comic Standing will be crowned tonight. See who's going to happen, who's going to be the person, who's going to get that grand prize and all of the trimmings that comes with it. We just finished talking with the winner of last year. He seems like he's doing more than okay. And I'm sure we'll talk with this year's winner as well. So make it a great day. We'll see you guys on the next edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.